You're listening to the David Copperfield Experience, the show where huge fans of David Copperfield, me, Todd Mullis,
number one,
and Regis Meyers, proper pronunciation,
from the homeland,
we talk about David Copperfield. And what's your favorite part of the show?
When we talk about David Copperfield.
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty good. My favorite is when we watch him do tricks and masturbate.
Whoa. Yep.
Yeah. That's usually the ending, though.
Most of the time. It's not weird.
No. Because it's for magic.
Yeah, that's not... I don't want to do that show. Just kidding.
Scratch that.
When we're in a room together already, it gets weird with
I faked the moon landing so you wouldn't get murdered.
That right there with the Illuminati.
Strange noises.
And that would be cocaine.
I could be an alien.
You ready, motherfuckers?
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to Scapegoats, guys. Appreciate it. Starting out on episode, is this 7?
Yeah.
Holy shit, episode 7.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's moving fast.
I like it.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm glad that we've both said the exact same thing just 4 different ways.
Probably
so far.
Different ways.
Great. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, we agree.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Exactly. It's good. Cool. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Coloradans.
And,
hey. Yep. And Utahns and Nevadans.
Probably Joe Rogan.
Hey. He's probably someone who would listen to our show. Mm-hmm. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that that's the people, that's our audience.
That's our projection.
Yeah. If we get that audience and they're like, oh, cool, Joe Rogan listens to this? Yeah, I'll listen to this. And then it could just snowball from there. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks. He probably listens to our show.
So, once again, since it's Halloween season.
Yes.
October, we're doing the episode a week. We're going to try that out and see how that goes till the end of the month. But we're also switching off weeks, and Regis is up to the batter's plate.
Back in the steering wheel.
The wheelchair.
Driving the wheel again.
Yeah.
Here I am at the helm. That's what I wanted to say.
Here I go again on my home.
Right. So yeah. I've been spending the past little time reading some things.
Oh, shit.
No, before we go into any of that,
whoa.
I wanted you to start off, if you could, tell the Jesus story.
Oh, no. Okay. Is it connected to your theory, or it's just we're sharing more funny stories about it?
Yeah, more of I wanted to share some funny stories, and this was one that is like that was a fun one
okay.
to do.
Yeah, so as you know, my co-host is Regis Meyers. Well, my daughter, when she was a little younger, couldn't pronounce his name very well, so she just called him Jesus. And we're like, oh, okay, that's not a proper pronunciation. So we got her working on Regis, and then she finally said Regis pretty good. And then when my mom talked to her about religion, she didn't remember how to say Jesus anymore. She was just saying Regis because we told her, no, that's his name, and it's not Jesus. And she goes, oh, somebody just told me Jesus, so his name is Regis, right? So I pick up my daughters from my mom's, and Audrey goes, Dad, guess what Grandma told me about today? Oh, what's that, baby? She told me about how Regis died for our sins.
Damn straight.
And they made marks on his hands, and I was like, what the hell is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... it was hilarious. I was really upset at first, and then I thought it was hilarious that she just was saying Regis.
Yeah.
And so told Reg about it. He loved it. And so
it was great.
Was it part of Christmas?
Yeah, that part was Christmas.
A year later, part of his Christmas present. I got him a little desk Jesus to keep it work.
It sits with me all day long. That's when I can say, I don't want to say that I've been mistaken for Jesus.
Right.
But I have been mistaken for Jesus.
I'm not saying I'm the Christ or anything, but I have been confused with Jesus once or twice.
Best day ever. The hardest thing was not to put just red circles in my hand and say, well, hey there. That would have been...
howdy doody.
That would ruin all everything, but the urge was there.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. That was good.
Well, cool. So is that connected to our topic tonight, or is this a fun story?
It kind of is. It wasn't intentional. It was like after I learned so many of these things, I was like, wait, yeah. I mean, this is kind of funny. Just the story. We'll go into a little bit more in a minute.
I like the sound of that.
But at first, you know, as we discuss, we're here for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Another Halloween tradition is Dia de los Muertos.
Oh,
which okay. begins, as you know, same time Halloween.
Yeah.
And it goes like it's a couple days old. Anyway, celebrating the dead ancestors.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Similar Roman Catholic celebrations. Like okay. All Saints Day
yeah.
or All Souls Day. It's kind of the same type of thing.
So we're talking about like different countries' Halloweens? I'll let you talk. Yeah. I like it when you talk. You go.
So there if you follow my brain, okay. there's compelling evidence that there is life after death. And that consciousness survives death. Okay?
Let's go.
There's also compelling evidence that it does not.
That's fair. I'm excited for the does not part.
Yep. So no one knows for sure what happens when exactly we or what happens when we die.
Of course. Okay.
Right? So first of all, when we talk about compelling evidence that there's life after death,
mm-hmm.
most thing in common for signs like this is brain activity.
So
after the body dies,
there's still like neurons.
Pew, pew, pew. They've witnessed this kind of stuff.
Okay.
For one person, this is not the case,
mm-hmm.
but has some inside information. Okay. His name is Dr. Eben or Dr. Eben. I'm not really sure. Alexander. Okay. He's written a book called Proof of Heaven.
Interesting. He's a doctor?
He's a doctor. He's a neurosurgeon.
Okay.
He's also the son of a neurosurgeon. He's taught...
So it's in his blood.
I mean, he's meant to be a brainiac who studies the brain at the same time. Because he's also taught at Harvard schools and other universities, and he does lots of studies and blah, 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 blahs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So his job, obviously, focus on the brain and what it does.
Brains and...
It's in his family. The brain's in his family.
Wait. Is yep. this a zombie episode? You're talking about brains a lot. And a little bit of afterlife. Hey, dead people coming back to life.
Yeah.
That's why you got to shoot them in the brain, right?
That's exactly why you shoot them.
This is what this guy's book is about. Man, I'm excited. All right,
let's go. I wish it was that good. Because that's more better avenue. Well, let's tell Dr. Eben Alexander's story.
Yeah, okay.
One morning, he woke up with a huge headache. Within hours, his entire cortex, the part of the brain that controls thoughts and emotions,
yeah.
it makes you a person, it makes you human, that shut down.
Oh, damn.
Okay? The doctors that he went to, the universities, blah, 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 they put him under...
Coma.
They looked into his brain, figure out what the heck's going on with this guy. That he had contracted a very rare bacterial meningitis that it mostly attacks newborns. So it was very rare.
Hmm.
It was an E. coli bacteria that penetrated his cerebral spinal fluid.
Okay, SPF.
Mm-hmm. They were eating his brain away. So...
CSF. Oh, Lord. I said SCF. Sorry, cerebral spinal fluid.
CSF. Yeah, it starts with C. Good job.
I know how to do acronyms, guys. It's cool.
Now, there's no scientific explanation for the fact that while his body lay in this coma, his mind and his conscious, his inner self, those, you know, neurons frying around.
Frying?
Like on a... On a fry, like bacon.
Don't bring it.
Sorry.
We know how we get when you bring a bacon
up. My bad.
I still never looked up that French thing, by the way. Continue.
We'll get there. Now, there's no proof while he was in his coma that his inner self was working.
Mm-hmm.
But while the neurons of his cortex were stunned to complete inactivity by the bacteria,
mm-hmm.
his brain-free consciousness journeyed to another, what he calls a larger dimension of the universe. So he claims that there was some type of action going on in his head.
And he was recognizing that while he was in his coma, or out of the coma now recollecting it?
After the coma,
okay.
He's claiming, I went to another universe,
fuck.
But there was no signs of any activity. Okay? So that's where we're...
All right.
There's not a sign of life.
I got you. Boom, nothing.
Okay. Now, as long as humans have been recording shit, There have been stories of these kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
right? But as far as we know, no one before him has ever traveled to another dimension while their cortex was completely shut down and while their body was under minute medical observation. Nonstop, people were watching him as for 7 whole days.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only case that we know of.
Okay. He's the best at being in coma with the brain cortex being done.
Yes.
What a good doctor.
Yep. So all of the arguments against near-death experiences suggest that these experiences are the result of partial malfunction of the cortex when there's brain cut or oxygen cut off.
Mm-hmm.
His near-death experience took place while he was simply off. We have established that.
Okay.
Now, according to like current medical understanding of the brain and mind, there's absolutely no way that he could have experienced even a dim and a limited consciousness. Again, there we've studied everything. When the light's off, the light's off. But he claims that he saw a bunch of different stuff.
Hmm.
That'd so cool. This is his testify to the afterlife. It's the only person that we, under science, know that this is what happens. Other than that, there's too many things to debunk with science. We're not going to go into everything with that. Because
science is usually has an explanation for everything.
Yeah, we can just describe it, and there's nothing to talk about it. It's not. There's no. Yeah. So more what we're going to talk about is what is life after death.
Cool.
Now I want to get the religion stuff kind of squared away.
Yeah.
We can talk about it, but I want to go into bigger stuff. Cool. Into digger stuff.
Ooh, you're getting into scary word stuff.
Digger. Yes.
Don't rhyme improperly.
No.
So I feel like you're still saying it's a lot about afterlife, but then you keep slowly changing the topic. So I still don't know if this is just straight afterlife or what specifically is it religion?
No. Religion is going to play into it, kind of. There naturally it has to.
Yeah.
With our beliefs in what happens after. Majority of them start with some type of religious background.
That's true. Especially when you go further.
Yeah. So I don't want to spend too much. We don't need to talk about the religion portion of it. Mm-hmm. We can address it like...
Well, yeah, we can do a full, huge 3-part episode about religion and theories. But, I mean, we could probably fit it into one if we tried.
So
this will be
just specific life after death. What happens after then?
Let's do it.
So... I mean, the first theory that humans have came up with.
Yeah.
Christians, they have the heaven and hell. There's good people go here, bad people go here.
Yeah, no gray area.
Depending on their earthly behaviors.
Their badness. Mm-hmm. Their badness levels.
Then Catholics, same kind of thing. Islamic faith, they teach that Allah, he's going to raise the dead. And then kind of same little thing. He'll just going to judge you whether you go. Muslims, they're the same kind of thing, but while they're in their graves, they get visitors and stuff.
Okay.
Aztecs, those who drown go to heaven.
Hmm.
So that's a thing.
Okay.
Yep. The rest would escape death and,
Cool.
After first spending 4 years in hell, of course. The Torah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, the Torah, I think that's a Jewish belief.
That sounds right.
Torah. They talk about an afterlife of Sheol. Pretty much everyone goes down there. Whether you're good or bad.
It's just your...
Dark place. You hang out with Hades.
You spent your time in heaven before you came here. Now you're on earth, and now you're going down. That's just the cycle.
Yep.
Cool.
That's There's Plato's theory, good souls, bad souls. Some, and then Islamic terrorists, that if you die, there's 72 virgins. Learn something.
Oh.
They mistakenly just thought it meant... They thought it meant 72 virgins, but instead it says 75 bunches of grapes.
Yeah. Hey, I would love a big bushel of grapes for going to heaven.
would you kill over it?
Oh, of course. For a bushel of grapes?
For
God damn it.
72 bushels of grapes.
If you're in the desert, you're thirsty all the time, you just want a nice crunchy grape.
Grape sounds great.
If an earthly grape is dope, imagine a heavenly grape.
I can't argue that. Move on.
Oh, I'm ready to murder someone now. It's there. I'm done.
Now, let's go back to Dr. Eben Alexander.
Of Of course.
And let's talk about his experience. We're going to follow his path.
Oh, I get
it. So again, he's a neurosurgeon. Beginning of his adventure, okay? He was in a place of clouds. Big, puffy, pink-white ones that showed up sharply against a deep blue-black sky. Higher than the clouds, immeasurable flocks of transparent, shimmering beings arced across the sky.
Sounds pretty.
Leaving long, stream-like lines. Stream-like lines behind them. There was a sound huge and booming like a glorious chant.
Okay.
Came down from above. He wondered if it came from the winged beings that were producing it. The sound was palpable. Like it was almost material. Like a rain that you could feel on your skin but doesn't get you wet.
Oh, I know about that rain. Okay, we're talking about that type of heaven. All right.
For most of the journey, someone else was with him. A woman. She was young.
All right.
And he remembered what she looked like in complete detail. He could tell you everything about her.
Not to sound vulgar, but does he talk about her tits?
There's no mention of tits. Not a single.
Okay.
Not a single tit.
Keep going.
Not one tit. Not two tit.
Sorry.
So she had high cheekbones and deep blue eyes.
Okay.
Her golden brown tresses framed her lovely face.
Tresses.
That's how he described her. And they were riding along together on an intricately patterned surface. Right.
Cool.
After a moment, he recognized as the wing of a butterfly. So he was just magic carpet ride. On a butterfly.
I like butterflies.
With a pretty girl.
Wow.
With flying dementors.
Wow. But like...
shooting noises.
Happy dementors.
Happy dementors. Okay. That you could see through.
Nice. All right. Cool.
Shooting sounds that made him wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds hot to me so far.
Yeah?
Is this still about the CIA stuff that we were talking about?
We're back to
this. Sounds a lot like LSD. This is an LSD afterlife trip, isn't it?
So,
all right, keep going.
In fact, millions of butterflies were all around them. Everywhere. All around them, dipping down into the woods, coming back up around them again. Then the woman gave him a message that he remembers. It wasn't in English, so it wasn't words, but he had to translate it.
So okay,
the flying lady butterfly gave me a message.
Okay. And she just, it was really just a whole bunch of random noises and jingles and colors that us humans don't understand, but I was able to figure it out.
It's a quick language to learn, actually.
And it only took me like 3 weeks. I mean, but I was there for like 7 days, so I learned it pretty quick, you know. Something you know, yeah.
This
told me it's dope up here, so be a good person, bro. And, I mean, if you have a little bit of rock and roll, it's cool, but just take it easy, man. Just feel the spectral noises, man. They make you wet.
let it get to your skin. It'll soak you, man. All right. The message was three parts. Part one. You are loved and cherished dearly forever.
Of course.
You have nothing to fear. And there is nothing you can do wrong.
Nice.
Kind of like Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
You can do no
After
wrong.
After all these years, still listen to your music, you asshole.
So that's what this dude claims was up there. Again, he's the only one that has... been under some type of scrutiny type place that describes a more heavenly divine area.
That's the most detail we've gotten.
Like, ever.
Real world.
Yeah. But at least
evidence. Even though it's stuff we've kind of heard about before, this is the first time that's proven any, at least scientifically, something unexplainable. Other than coma dreams or something, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so I follow.
There's nothing to argue against it. Like, with other stories of people that have had, like, like near-death experiences.
Yeah, their cortex was still
engaged. Right, they had so much action going on. So there's so much to argue with there. But what matches with this guy is what he described was found in a 17th century Christian poet in a some type of quotation named Henry Vaughan. Henry Vaughan.
Okay.
And he came close to describing the place, but he described it as like an inky black core, and he said it was to the home of the divine himself.
Oh.
So okay. There's, as far as we know, two claims of anything like that. Any type of heaven.
Okay.
That is, obviously, from this poet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, you know, when you have like a crazy, or you watch a movie or something.
Yeah.
Or you read a book right before you go to bed.
Like where he's like the type of imaginative scheme or just like if it was real.
Well, more of like I went to an escape room once and that night I had a wacko dream.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I watched Beetlejuice like last week or something, and even though that movie's not scary, I feel like I just had the weirdest ass fuck dreams, like just waking up with weird stuff.
Just wackadoodle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, movie, whatever you think about, especially right before bed, you know.
It messes up your brain.
Yeah. So was he thinking about angels and stuff right before he went into his coma?
I was just thinking maybe he was reading some of that poet's stuff.
Oh.
And then like woke up. And like started having that headache.
Yeah.
What if that?
It would be what religious people call it's a coincidence, or is it?
Because he's a neurosurgeon He wasn't. He spent his time believing he's a neurosurgeon.
I'm a neurosurgeon. Whip those goddamn neurons into place.
Even his dad was a neurosurgeon, and all of them. Like, that, they just focus so much on the brain.
Yeah.
I would imagine that someone who spends their time doing that doesn't believe in, like, a religious...
Yeah, and they're thinking of other things.
First thing first, there's something with my brain.
Well, and, like, even what we were talking about in the weed episode number 3, how that guy who was a doctor of, like, 4 different things and a scientist and 3 other things, and he was also, like, the country's official government guy about the effects of weed. And then when he said he smoked weed, he turned into a bat and he flew around the world and he had great big purple wings and he was watching people flying through space. Like,
yeah.
We were even talking about this. Like, a lot of times really intelligent people who are constantly thinking about different things than most people and going into more depth about, like you said, the brain and effects of specific neurons and what makes people work, like, you're gonna have, I mean, trips, I guess, I don't know if that's the best, but like, you're gonna think of different things
because you know a lot of things.
You have different dreams.
You know so much. Your brain can go in so many places when you just get that overload. Sure. Yeah.
And I guess it's not even just smart people, it's just anybody who focuses so much on one specific thing, you're gonna think differently about that one thing.
Like when you play Tetris for too long? Like you get sucked into Tetris?
Dude, I don't know about you, man, but especially with phone games, do you ever get to the point like you're playing them so much in the bathroom right before you go to bed that when you go to sleep, like I remember playing Candy Crush in my goddamn dreams
and that was
fucking awful.
Not Candy Crush, but I can't remember what the game was anymore. Yeah, nonstop. And then you think of it.
Bejeweled was another one that I remember like having just Bejeweled dreams where I was in Bejeweled. Like, I wasn't playing Bejeweled. I was fucking in Bejeweled.
Like Emoji Movie?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But that was Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah, that's another Candy Crush one.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, exactly. It's just like, you're thinking of that, and that's what, I mean, that's just what happens.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I think, maybe. He's like, he watched a crazy movie or something, or...
Yeah. He probably saw...
He read part of his poem.
When was this? When did this happen?
When did this whole thing with him being in a thingy?
Yeah. This whole thing with his cortex being affected by an E. coli bacteria where he's in a coma.
I think within the last 40 years, if I remember right.
Okay, so, I mean, Maybe he not watched the Robin Williams movie, the What Dreams May Come. Sounded pretty similar to what you're describing, without the weird noises.
I could be very wrong too, but if I remember right. There is another story of another dude who came close that had something similar to this type of explanation. So, but he was proven to, like, I don't think he had anything studied and no one was watching his neurons and his brain and shit. But he described it the same way. So, like, same type of people and events, but it was more like an endless shore. And the water was really shallow. And, like, when you walk across it and it just seems endless, that's kind of how he described the whole thing. Rather than writing
he didn't feel like there was a time frame. It was just...
You're just there.
Streaming constantly.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't days or nights. It was just...
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's the blunt of number one.
Okay.
The first theory of...
So that's the first theory of the afterlife.
Like, It could be... You can describe it as a heaven or a hell, but once you're done, you go to a peaceful place. It's calm.
Yeah.
It's chill. And
exactly.
People, golden girls, tell you secrets and messages. Man.
So, just before we go any deeper into this, I'm just going to say something about one of my biggest problems with heaven. Is it's always explained very similarly, I would say. I don't think there's ever been one version of heaven that I've ever been like, whoa, like that's a different way. Okay, it's a different take.
Yeah.
But realistically, one person's heaven isn't going to be the same as another person's, right?
What is peaceful to one person may not be the same peace to another person. Right.
And I know, like, a lot of religions believe, like, yeah, like, you're just in a different enlightenment after you die. So, you know, you wake up and it's just you understand these things differently. And so they always say, oh, well, then, okay, that's why everybody's that, you know, you understand it differently. But... I mean, I don't know. At least, like, if the part of our journey on Earth is to have human life and create our own choices and then decide where we end up, why spend all this time developing who we are if we all end up going to the same place that isn't the best for everybody? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think about a lot of people that I really know very well that... Like, we were even talking about metal before. So we're like, that's all they listen to. They just love metal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to listen to anything else, and that's fine. And they're not angry, depressed people. That's just the music they like. But, I mean, I don't think I've ever once heard a story about heaven where they're listening to whatever music they want. Or it's just strange noises and...
So, question.
I would fucking lose my mind if that's... This is just...
All the time.
I'm like, God, I'm so fucking wet right now. Like, guys, like, I know here in heaven it's an endless stream and I'm supposed to be relaxed and just be floating around while this bitch whispers shit into my ear. But, like, I mean, fucking, what's happening right now? Do you just make these noises nonstop? This is my fucking eternity. Wait, this is hell. Have you seen the show The Good Place?
Nope.
Yeah, so...
Bruce Almighty.
Well, so it's just... And I don't want to... if you're watching the show and you haven't finished season one, plug ears for the next 10 seconds. It's a spoiler alert. It's a movie about they think they go to heaven and it ends up being hell. But it's like...
Okay,
you can listen again. You know what I mean? It's like they can't swear.
He said unplug your ears now.
Exactly. You're good. No spoilers really ahead. But yeah, it's like they're not allowed to swear there. So you think, oh, that makes sense for heaven. Like... You shouldn't be swearing there.
Yeah.
But, like, that's something that ends up really annoying these people that, like, they aren't allowed to swear. Like, no
they
matter
get pissed
how
off.
They say, like, shirt instead of shit. Like, and so they, like, that's one thing that eventually they start getting frustrated with. It's like, I feel like, for me, like, so, I mean, maybe I'll be more enlightened so I won't want to swear, but I'm just saying.
Question.
Sounds a lot more like fucking hell to me if I can't swear.
If
and I'm just having people going, ah, so me all the time.
Do you see heaven as a community with other people from our planet, though? Like, when you hear the word heaven, is that one big town? Is it? Is there groups of people? Is there people you know? Is it strangers?
Well, I feel like that's a hard one because, like, once again, like, back to it's different for everybody. For me, I feel like I picture loved ones, you know.
So close people.
Because you don't want to be there alone. I mean, that's not heaven either. But
okay,
for some people, they like being alone. They don't want to be around other people, but... If you die, do you just magically become friends with every single soul that ever lived?
That's what I always wondered.
Oh, hey, I know all of you guys.
Right? Hey, there's my friend.
Why was I such a dick while I was alive? That was weird. Sorry about that.
that's where I went to, is if there's people around, do you know them? Which then made me think, well, maybe if there is this heaven, then it's like all by yourself. But then at that point, if you're just all by yourself with no worry...
Yeah. That doesn't
sound like...
Is
that something
like,
that you want?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like heaven. That just sounds like you become... That's not even like consciousness. It's just you're being a star. I don't know. You're just sitting, doing nothing, and embracing eternal meditation. I don't know.
Okay, the that argument... sounds awful. Maybe the difference is happiness and peacefulness. Are those the same thing?
I mean, hey, not always.
Because I would say being around people you love makes you happy.
Yeah.
But... That doesn't have to be the case to be peaceful.
Yeah. Okay.
So is heaven not? Is it a happy face or happy face or is it a sad face?
Okay. So,
no.
So maybe like so. Beginning of theory number two. Is heaven this almighty, beautiful, grand thing, or is it just something that happens after we die?
Number two doesn't even have mentions of heaven.
All right. Yeah. See. So it's not like a heaven or a hell. It's just an afterlife. It's just a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the more of the consciousness. It's just you know you exist, and that's about it. The rest is just utter peace.
That's what I kind of get from it. Like you're just there. Is what
no
kind
colors,
of what they're
no visuals, no body, no it's just.
But the visuals are the only thing that they can bring back on how to describe it. Because even the words that were used.
Yeah,
from
so it's
the
like,
doctor, it's.
So it's like they come back, but realistically, I mean, if there really is something that epic and astounding, it would be hard to explain in human dum-dum words. Or mortal words, as some people would call them. I like calling them human dum-dum words.
Human dum-dum. Well, if you guys say, could not
speak. So it was like, fuck, like, shit balls. it's like white. It's like, no, not white. It's like glowy. It's almost like they were singing, but it wasn't. I felt very wet, but yet I wasn't existing, so I wasn't wet. Ah, shit. I don't know, man. It was something, though. Like, it was, like, for real nuts balls.
Trust me.
Oh, shit.
Trust me again, man.
It was like, what?
My dad's a neurosurgeon.
Dude, it was, like, peaceful as balls, bro. But it was like, I don't even know what's happening right now, man.
And he's a professor at Harvard, too. That's what you wouldn't hear it from that kind of accent.
There could be a neurosurgeon from somewhere that they have a terribly done Jersey accent impersonation.
Maybe. I just envision them all whispering words.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so what about you though? For real quick detour before we go back, you're heaven.
You know,
people or no people.
That's the thing. If there is such a thing, then for how people describe it, from what I understand, it's just there's no people.
Okay.
But I guess that's not the question. The question is if I think there's people there.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's a hard question.
It is, man. Especially when, I don't know about you, but I personally don't believe in a heaven
Same.
Or hell. So
because
it's hard to imagine what it is.
I just imagine on like Golden Gates, like green valleys.
Right, like just the things we've seen. Like,
yep.
Just think of peaceful beautifulness. I mean,
with the people you know and love around you.
Yeah.
That's what I would...
I like this is the ends version of heaven. Where everyone's just...
That one's intense.
It's just people aren't getting drunk or going crazy, but they're happy that they survived the apocalypse and they're just dancing and having fun and everybody's wearing cool white jumpsuits and they're just happy. And
there's a long, happy party.
And the Backstreet Boys make a song for you. I mean, they better be in heaven. I mean, maybe two or three of them only will make it, but we'll see.
If only.
If only. They could probably mash together with the other two or three people that'll make it there from NSYNC.
Number two. It's called Reincarnation.
Okay.
AKA yeah. Deja Vu.
Oh, all right, yeah. I've heard that. Like, if you're having deja vu, then it means...
That's just a sign.
It's either you've done it in a past life or you're having a flashback of future sight, and so you know you're on the right path or whatever. Mm-hmm.
There's people that believe that. Cool fact, before we go into the meat of it, though.
Ooh, I like
me. Aztecs?
Right.
They believe that soldiers who died during battle were reincarnated as butterflies or hummingbirds.
Okay.
4 years after they're gone, and they come back as butterflies.
But those like 4 years...
I don't know what they're doing. Judgment?
Okay, like a limbo.
Yeah, I think so. Couple other religion things that we got to touch on what they do, but we can go into the...
Double up.
You know what I mean. According to Buddhists, okay. They believe in reincarnations.
Yeah.
That you can come back as a person... Or just any new body until they achieve enlightenment. And upon doing so, they'll exit the mortal coil and reach nirvana. So,
okay. I've heard of that one. Mm-hmm.
So that's... And it's kind of like heaven, I guess. I don't mean to bring it back up, but it's incomprehensible, indescribable. It's an utterly place.
Yeah, it's, you know, they don't call it heaven, but it's... Mm-hmm. Once again, it's all the kind of the same thing. It's just the better place that you can go to. After you die. Right. Whatever you call it.
Hinduism, but those guys also believe you can turn into plants.
Cool.
That's cool. Thinking about a sequoia.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah?
Those things live for like 200 years.
That's what I was thinking. Like
big, giant motherfuckers chilling in the middle with a whole bunch of other trees.
And they have to learn a lesson, I guess, is what they're trying to do.
How to grow.
Patience, like, was where I was thinking.
Motherfucker. Right, have you ever heard of an old spirit? Like, oh, that person, even though they're young, they got an old spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the assholes that have gotten stuck being a tree for 4 or 5 lifetimes.
They've been here for a long time. That person is patient.
They learned that growing tree shit really well. Took them a while. A couple 500 years to learn that lesson.
Nickname him Sequoia. last one, Farrell's theory. There was a second life.
Farrell's theory.
Okay. Farrell's theory. Like, wrapping up mummies.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really reincarnation, but it's like an afterlife.
Yeah, that it's like almost just a continuation somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of Greek mythologies. Sometimes it's similar. Sometimes it's you're still alive and you're moving on, but they still mostly believe that most people just go to Hades.
Everybody.
Yeah, they're only Olympus is in like heaven or for the gods. Like a select few. No, it's mostly just for the gods or... demigods who prove themselves. That's one of the only things that Hercules got right. The movie, Hercules.
Yes,
familiar with that. If they prove themselves and they're at least half god, they sometimes get up there. But, yeah, they're the same thing. It's like you still just continue your life on, but it'll most likely be in the River Styx for you, my friend.
That's interesting that Pharaoh's theory, or like mummies, mm-hmm. old Egyptians...
Yeah.
Had the same theory as
similar Greeks. Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, a little different, but it's like, yeah, it's... I think it kind of shows how religions can change over years, too.
Yeah, evolving. When
it becomes more like, ooh, fantasy, ooh-y, and then even now as we've gotten more scientific, religions kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's just me thinking religion's stupid, but I don't... Even religion nowadays has gotten more like, oh yeah, there's just one guy that tells you to do stuff. If you don't do it, you're fucked, bro.
Yep.
But it's like back then they're like, oh, this god didn't like me, so I'm going to go pray to this other god who controls the sky instead. He's going to rain down hail over your city. Kill all you guys with hail. So that's the god I'm gonna pray to.
It's kind of been the pattern from religion to religions as time goes on.
It's just like they become more vast and mythological and scientific or science fictiony.
Yeah,
and it slowly becomes more and more. Just people become more rational and boring.
Sounds about right. So to reincarnation.
Yes.
One professor, he's a professor of smart things and brain stuff.
Professor of Smart Things United, yep. Where we sell professors of smart things.
Yep.
And books on smart things about professors.
CEO of Smart Things too.
Hi, guys. I'm CEO of Professor of Smart Things. And just want to thank you for buying our product. We train these professors straight from birth. High quality.
If you need a professor to last, try Professor of Smart Things.
Professor of Smart Things United.
Ian Stevenson is his name. He spent most of his career. He studied reincarnation. Now, he claimed, so he's alive through 2007. He claimed to have found over 3,000 cases or examples of reincarnation.
Wow. Oh, yeah, okay. I haven't heard of this guy, but yeah, keep going.
He'd done a lot of stuttering. And studying.
More like you've done a lot of stuttering.
Now, of all the cases, what he could show in 210 of them in this study,
okay,
43 out of 49 of them confirmed a match between birthmarks or birth defects,
okay,
of children and to the wounds of deceased persons, people.
Okay.
Peoples.
Dead peeps.
That they claim to have came from wherever that was.
Cool. Yeah, I know. I've heard of, like, some stories of, like, kids being like, I remember, like, being murdered over here. Like, thinking of, like, oh, I remember, like, dying. Like, mm-hmm. I remember my old life and I remember dying. Like, I know. Like, there was one case specifically where a child, like, solved a cold case murder by saying, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, I remember who killed me. And, like, he took him to the area in the middle of the forest where the body was buried. He pointed him to the person who killed him. Like, it was...
Yes.
You know, it's like, yeah, there's, like, certain cases where you're like, oh, fuck. Come on. Like, how else did... There's no way science is explaining that. No way that much fact is...
Lining up way too much.
Yeah. I believe some of those. That makes sense.
In the cases that he studied, when someone would get, like, stabbed in the chest, they would have, like, a birthmark on the chest or some type of birth defect in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
43 out of 49 of them, okay?
Wow, okay.
Out of 210 of the children that claim some of these things.
Yeah.
Now, 3 children of these 210.
Okay, so out of the 210, 43...
Of the
showing signs, and out of 3 of those 43,
that they made 30 to 40 statements that they say memories of that they had that they really didn't experience ever.
Yeah.
But they claim to have happened in another life. So, like, they said many things, like, they explain life events that they've experienced, that they never experienced before.
And that would have no way of knowing.
No way. They've never done anything like this. Through all verifications, through all studies of research and histories and all the things we've recorded, 92% of the statements were correct. Like, spot on. These things happened.
Nice.
They were so specific in the way that you couldn't compare these things to a life of another person.
Okay.
One of them, his name is James.
James.
He tells the story of being a pilot during World War II. Now, from early age, James wouldn't play with anything other than planes. But when he was 2, his parents say the planes that their son loved began to give him nightmares.
Weird.
He said, these planes are making this dude sad all the time. They'd wake him up, he'd be screaming. Said that when they asked him what was he was dreaming about, he would say, airplane, crash on fire. Airplane, crash on fire. Little man can't get out. Now, they weren't watching, they weren't watching
documents. War movies or anything.
They watched little kid shows.
Yeah.
So from an early age, like, There wasn't anything influencing him. He didn't know that those things happened.
Cool. Okay? All right.
This is when they believed. They started thinking, this guy knows some things.
Yeah.
In a video, when James was three, he goes over a plane as if he's doing a pre-flight check.
Cute.
Right?
That sounds adorable.
Isn't it? With a little hat and some things. Like a little check, little clipboard.
Right?
Another time, his mom said that she bought him a toy plane, and then the mom pointed out what she thought was a bomb underneath. And James says, no, that's a drop tank. Like, what the fuck is a drop tank?
Right.
Well, now keep in mind, most of these things happen at night when he was drowsy,
bedtime. Yeah, a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, like, drop tank sounds like a very simple explanation of a bomb. No, mom, this thing, this tank here, go boom, go drop.
This drop tank.
Drop tank.
Drop tank. All right, mom. Gun shoot. And drop
go
tank.
Go pew pew from the boomstick. Drop tank. Keep going.
James said that his plane was hit by Japanese and crashed. That's what they told
him. He was a racist 3-year-old, too. Okay.
No. Well, this was during World War II.
I'm just kidding.
So, he told his dad that he flew a Corsair. Was the name of the plane.
Okay.
They said he then told his dad. He said they used to get flat tires all the time.
Hmm.
And this can be backed up. Historians say that the planes that they used took a lot of punishment on landings.
That's fair. I mean, it's still pretty old technology.
You can find that anywhere, like planes just coming in and landing hard.
Especially warplanes, yeah.
Get in, get out. Then, this part started giving me chills. The mom says that James told his father the name of the boat he took off from. Natoma was the boat that they would take off from all the time. And he said the name of someone that he flew with. His name was Jack Larson.
Okay.
And both of these things have been, they've researched.
Yeah, these were real things that happened in history.
Yes. And he said that he was shot down at Iwo Jima. All those things lined up. Now then, when James started learning how to sign his name, in crayon, he would draw James 3. The father soon learned that the only pilot from the squadron killed at Iwo Jima was James M. Huston Jr.
Oh, shit. So if it was a James Jr. and then that's the third James. Motherfuck.
Now,
man, that's a hard one, though, being reincarnated in the same gender with the same name.
The same name.
Okay. Keep going.
So there's more of where he gets hit. Like, he got that James dude.
Mm-hmm.
He got hit straight on by a missile.
Nuts.
In the engine. Other pilots that were there, they tell the same story. Like,
yeah,
they confirmed those things happened.
That's just what happened. That's okay. That's it's like it's things like that. You're like, especially with kids, it's like, you know, you always hear a story of kids like having a looser veil connection to the other side or something. Sometimes they tell
those types of things.
They can see other things, or they're just more imaginative, or they are seeing their previous lives, and then eventually they you forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard of those types of things.
It's one of those where you're like, especially with kids, it's like you kind of want to believe anything.
But you don't want to discredit them.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, they're just kids. So that's hard. But
so
when
hard.
So many things line up, especially things that a 2- and a 3-year-old wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would he start drawing his name James 3?
If my 3-year-old started saying Iwo Jima.
Right?
And telling me war stories, like, that's very out of character. But she's also a girl named Audrey, or Addie, sorry.
Like, where did you learn those? How did you find those things?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I would be like, okay, some shit's up. Okay, what's happening?
You would take him in to figure out, what the fuck is going on right now?
Either my kid's a nutball, or there's some loose connection or something.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard to discredit. Like, it is. I mean,
still not provable, but it's more unexplainable.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to throw it out the window.
Yeah.
But if that happens, there's a little bit of proof, kind of.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Of course, there's one more theory of just nothing.
That's theory number three?
You're just lights out.
Pause. If it's theory number three, open your mouth.
No. Why did you do that?
I just sprayed Regis in the mouth with acid. No, it's...
No!
Watermelon sour spray.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was a shocker.
Found it in my pocket. I remember it. I stole it from my daughter. And I was like, oh.
This one, let's give this a shot.
Right before we start theory number three. Ka-chow!
You broke me. I was wondering, what the hell? Open your mouth. This is number three. All right.
I'm very scared.
Sure. I was thinking like it was some kind of signal thing. I was like, but why are you announcing it?
No, so you're still getting used to being host. Whenever I start theory number three, I open my mouth very wide for a second. Helps stretch out my mouth. So, just trying to help you out.
Thanks, man. Gosh. All right. Theory number three, nothing.
Theory number three is nothing.
Mm-mm.
It's poor writing.
Not a thing. No, I mean, there's not much to it. The idea from people is that you're the only one who exists. When you're done, there's nothing going on, which is backed up by science, and that's why I didn't really want to go too much of it, because you can do all the research. It's just...
But at the same time, yeah, you can do all the research, but there's no way to scientifically prove if there's anything afterwards either.
No.
That's why I like to say, like, I'm not saying I don't believe in anything afterwards, but I just don't believe in the fact that anybody knows what happens.
Yeah. And
science can't prove it.
What?
No matter if people or prophets say, oh, I saw these. You don't. No one knows for sure.
Not 100%.
Even if you say, oh, I know for sure. No one knows for sure.
The only science based is that after, there's no extra energy after you die. Like, if they try to, the idea of you can't make nothing out of something and you can't make something out of nothing, like when you die and there's no extra particles that can be detected, science says that there is nothing else other than what's already in your brain. So when your brain shuts off, there's not a separate spiritual entity because we can't detect it.
Which
if it's in another dimension, if it's in another realm, it's not going to catch it to start with. But science believes that that can't happen. You can't make something out of nothing.
Yeah. There's no way to explain it any further. There's no proof. And so it's scientifically, there's nothing. That's
exactly.
There's another thing.
Yep.
Which, I mean, is sad for most people, which is why a lot of people like to believe in religion. But
it's
maybe it's not just sad. It's just that's what the realism is. But who knows?
That's
who knows.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
I hope it's not nothing, but who knows?
I think for those that would like to stick down that science path, I can't imagine that their life doesn't think of anything else off of the science path.
Yeah,
like imagination or like anything like that. Like no, I just picture no happiness in my brain. Yeah. That's probably rude because there's
I don't think of even no happiness. I just think of just nothing.
Like dull.
Like just you don't exist anymore. That's just right. That's it. Boom, it's done.
But to think...
Whew. So at least it won't be hell, because when we think about our consciousness, that's going all the time. Even when we're sleeping, we're thinking of our consciousness. You know what I mean? It's, and so it's hard to imagine ourselves without consciousness. So realistically, when we die, we can only imagine that there's still consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. But realistically, it wouldn't be hell or it wouldn't be heaven. Like, maybe it's like you said, literally nothing. You're not experiencing nothing. It's just nothing.
There's nothing there.
You're not thinking, wow, it's dark in here. It's just nothing.
There's,
you don't exist anymore.
The universe is only what you have created.
And then it's done.
After that doesn't exist, the universe is gone.
Well, I don't like it. It's sad. But
right.
I get it.
I mean, that's what people believe, so
yeah.
That's what people believe. But
eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Is that from a war movie?
No, that's a scripture.
Oh, cool. One of my favorite theories is the theory of eternal life.
Cool. All right.
And it's more of the Aurelian belief.
Aurelian?
Aurelian. Have you heard of the religion? Aurelian? Aurelian was a religion from a person with the last name of Rail. He was a race journalist.
Oh.
Like, not race of, like, color, but, like,
yeah.
Motorsports racing.
Okay.
So
we're talking about a cult now. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to go too far into the religion part. More of how we get there.
Fuck yeah. Sorry to guess the cult part, but, I mean, if you're bringing up a bookie who started a religion and named it after himself. We're talking about a cult.
Now, this is a... I mean, there's many Raelians out there. Now, they believe that Elohim is the person's name. He's like the god, I guess. Or it's the planet.
Okay.
Elohim.
It's just an entity or something?
Yeah, like a divine god. He came down to Rael, or Raelian, or no, didn't come down to Rael.
He came down to
lots of, like, religious starters, like Joseph Smith and Buddha, Jesus, Messiah.
I think Jesus and Messiah are the same.
Sorry.
You're good.
Moses.
The giant frog in Africa.
John the Baptist.
Yeah.
He came to all those people.
Cool. Okay.
And he's the one that told him about Raelian religion.
Yeah.
But the message, I guess, just got...
They were like, oh.
Is this what you mean?
So they've all been... All these people who claim to know the truth and have been visited by someone...
Elohim.
Are all being visited by the same person, but they're just getting the frequency wrong.
They delivered the message wrong.
Okay. And well, like we said, you know, when people talk to you in heaven language...
Things
it's a bunch of lights, noises, and sounds that you just have to interpret.
It's not dumb dumb
human. It's not human dumb dumb
human
language.
Dumb. It's a different language.
It's different.
So he gave the message to them, but they are the only right now.
Okay.
They started off to be the only ones worthy to live on the Elohim. So when they died, that's where they went.
This is a very select few.
Yes.
Cream of the crop.
Only 84,000 people are worthy today of going there right now.
Well,
so
real son of a bitch.
They do believe in like a resurrection. That's how Jesus is going to be resurrected.
Okay.
And when he resurrects, those that are worthy to travel to Elohim will live for eternity.
Cool.
If you don't follow the words of the Raelian journalist, then you're cast out to judgment time.
Okay.
To hell.
Sure. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just thinking about this whole eternal life thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do they eat food?
I don't know. I would think that they don't have any food. They just drink water all the time.
See, that's the only... I feel like if I was going to believe in a religion, it'd be like a Viking religion.
Oh, yeah.
Where you would die and go to a giant hall and just be eating food.
There's
and
giant
having
turkey
great
legs.
Company for the rest of your life.
It's just one big dinner.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times, like, sure, if I'm peaceful and I don't need to eat anymore, I'll be fine. But, like, dude, I've experienced eating now.
Have you tried bacon?
Why would you give me taste buds and create me with taste buds if that after I die, I don't have that cool thing anymore? Bringing up bacon again. If there's not the ability for me to eat bacon in heaven... Boom, I'm in hell.
I don't want to go.
This isn't right. I've been eating a lot of salads lately, and I'm still throwing bits of bacon in some of those sometimes. pop quiz for you. Truth or dare? No.
That's a pop quiz?
Truth or dare? Which person would you rather kiss? No. That doesn't even make sense. No.
Those are two dares. Those are two questions.
Or fiction?
Quiz.
Was there bacon in the smoothie I gave you this morning?
Was there bacon? Fiction?
Ah, damn it. Yeah, it is fiction. I wish there was bacon in there. I had no legs to stand on with this story. I just felt like I was hoping I'd trick you. It did work.
It was tasty.
I feel like bacon, if cake can go into a green smoothie, I feel like bacon can.
Oh, yeah. Bacon goes on anything. It's on donuts now.
I'll try a bacon beer.
We've come a long way.
America. Okay.
Or the bacon.
So, theory three, nothing. Theory four, eternal life from this Raelians.
Mm-hmm. Right. What I would rather do, this is like the future part. 4.1 future of eternal life.
Cool.
You just freeze yourself, which we can almost do now.
So you're frozen.
You freeze yourselves until medical enhancements can find a cure keep your life back, and you just live on forever.
There was a famous football coach who did that, didn't they? Like he was cryogenically frozen or something.
Oh man, I can't remember. Wasn't that
a thing for a while where like people were cutting their like they would be put under, have their heads cut off, and like freeze their heads.
Yes.
And then, once science advances enough, we promise to take care of your head. We'll unfreeze it, and then with our future science, we'll re-put your conscious into something else.
Yep. That happened. And it's happening to now just a complete body. You just have your whole body put in a freezer.
Okay.
So we advance a little bit to where you're just not a head anymore. Yeah. Like we're not doing that anymore. Because once we figure that out and then we put it back, like we can extend life now. Well, we've been saving these heads.
Yeah.
Let's put this. Oh shit.
I bet those people who had their heads cut off to be frozen are gonna be so pissed when they wake up 2,000 years from now. And they're like, oh, I'm just a head? Everybody else has bodies. They're like, oh yeah, we were frozen 20 years after you. And we got to keep our bodies. You're not... Fuck.
Motherfuckers.
So I wasn't having future tech. Now I'm just chilling. Like Futurama, a whole bunch of heads and jars and stuff.
That's funny. Yep.
That's funny.
That's the end of the the end of the info.
Good work.
That's all they told me to say.
Good work. Okay, so...
I guess go back to theory one. We all know the answer on that one. This was more of a... there was some funny parts, but this was more of a discussion, and I'm glad I got to kind of know what you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's such an interesting thing that I think it's going to be hard to ever find the truth.
No. Well, me as a person who... I'm not a fan of religion. I usually do my best to avoid conversations about religion. But I still, no matter how much I talk about it, it's still interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
No one's been ever able to sway me to believe in something different, but, it's just, you just gotta think of it like a story.
So did I sway you to believe about heaven stuff?
Well, when I really think hard about it, I like think of all the different options and the... No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. What about...
Not even close.
Did I... Tried so hard.
You're like, by the way, I was really hoping you wouldn't do that goat sound because this Sunday we are having...
In-laws are in town.
And all of our listeners are welcome to come to my house for a Sunday mass.
Theory number two. Did I convince you of reincarnation?
I mean, I feel like if there is anything afterwards, best case scenario... Reincarnation makes most sense. I'm not saying I believe in that, but I feel like that's the one, especially out of all of them that you said. Makes most sense.
Sequoia people? I
mean, they talk about like plants being alive, and I mean...
They have a spirit.
And there's millions of people who have lived and died. And...
It's part of the circle of life version.
The circle! Circle of Life.
Oh, I love that that song made us, it made different movements. It wasn't just dance moves.
It was.
There was a lot of just steady motions.
A lot of everything.
All right. Okay.
So theory two. Yeah. Theory number three.
That nothing happens. That there's just lights out. And there's nothing.
I think, unfortunately, I can't scream at that one either. That one makes sense also.
Okay. I guess Raelian's eternal life, or the thought of an eternal life, immortal.
Yeah.
But will you get your body frozen with me?
I mean, of course.
Yes.
We could be some dope-ass frosted flakes. It'll be good.
Deal.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the only option nowadays. I mean, the big question is, if you get frozen, like, what age do you want to get frozen at? Because, like, if you believe in the future being able to bring you back to life, how committed are you to that? To where you're like, okay, best case scenario, maybe I get frozen at 30, even though I only lived a third of my life the first time. I'm going to be able to live, like, for fucking forever, 2,000 years from now.
I don't want to wake up 80.
Right? See, that's the thing. It's, if you're going to get frozen, do you do it while you're young and thinking, okay, life's going to be better in the very far future, and technology's going to be good enough. And, of course, I'm a very important nobody. They're going to save my head and bring me back to life. So do you get frozen when you're young and just... in plans of having a very long future? Or are you like, I still want to experience now, but, you know, like, save, you know, like, half time. Maybe, like, 50, 55 will be frozen.
I think prime, real, okay, to throw out the idea that that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, 35. Between 35 to 40.
I mean, if you're committed, you're freezing yourself at 35.
35 to 40, sorry. I'm... put myself in the freezer.
Now, next question, bringing up cults again. Do you feel like if you believed in freezing yourself, would you make the rest of your family freeze themselves?
Damn.
we're gonna go into cult mentality a lot soon. Not next episode, but soon. So that's another thing to think about.
I would want them to do the same age.
Right? Exactly. See, that's what's hard.
The same age.
Because if you're freezing yourself, you want... I mean, if you're married or if you have kids...
I don't go by myself.
I'm freezing myself at 35. Yeah, like, I don't... Okay, kids, so by the way, I saved up all this money for the last 10 years for just working. But unfortunately, you won't be able to get my retirement, my 401k, or, you know... any insurance money off of me dying because it's not an accident or an age thing. I'm killing myself. And so you're just going to be alone. So how about you freeze yourself with me? We'll just go into the future. Let's have a little space run.
If when you get them while they're young, you have no option.
See, oh, fuck. I feel like I've heard, I feel like that's probably been uttered once too many times before.
We're talking about freezing them.
Of course.
If they don't know that... It sounds horrible.
Let's not keep going.
But don't. No. Damn. Oh. If I'm putting myself in the freezer, they're going with me.
Yeah, right?
There's no option. Sorry, guys.
Come on, family. You're coming with. Let's go. I want you in my... future heaven, so...
I don't mean to be fucked up. The likelihood... Okay, the likelihood of that happens, not that great.
It's true. We're not if really going to freeze our...
If that were happening, that... I mean, if it were realistic...
Yeah.
I don't think the conversation would be more serious over two bottles of pumpkin beer.
Yeah, two bottles of pumpkin... Cool, man. I liked it.
Whew.
How do you feel about it?
That was good. It's not... It's not so much a conspiracy, so it was hard to steer away from that part of it.
Yeah.
It felt a little different.
Well, yeah, and like I said, you know, I told you, you can have some creative control when it's your turn. That's fine by me.
So to be on the theory part of it, I wanted to get this one out of the way too, more because it was a part of this Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, once after this, you know, I don't want to spend so much on the dark part of it. Yeah. I just felt like this was kind of the darkest you can get, because it's not so many people's crazy ideas. It's a collective ideas that are similar in a case that aren't as crazy, but kind of are. Yeah. Some are.
There's a lot of different levels, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of levels of crazy.
It was a fun conversation.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was fun to listen to. I mean, and if you guys think it was fun to listen to, then please become a supporter of the podcast.
Yes.
Sorry to sound like a salesman. But if you help us out, then we can make better content. We need you guys to become supporters, because I would like to get us some better microphones. And so you can get better quality. I'd like us to have more beer. I would like us to be able to have guests come on that, I mean,
can drink the beer.
That can drink beer with us, but also maybe eventually I may have to pay other people to be guests. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Get some cool people.
Yeah, so.
Like Joe Rogan.
Exactly. Bringing it back to Joe Rogan. Hey, anybody who knows Joe Rogan, let's hook up. Let's get each other's digits. Let's figure shit out.
Yes.
but yeah, so I mean, if you want to become a supporter of this episode as well, feel free to click the link on our episode page, and that'll take you to where you can either give a monthly donation of $1, $5, $10, anything helps, and then we can also start getting some merchandise out too. That sounds a lot like heaven to me. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. And it feel good doing that.
It was a different tone, but it's cool. If you liked it, tell your friends. If you don't liked it, tell your enemies.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Come back to learn a little.
Especially people who don't like religion, or people who like religion. Send them our way.
We want to talk to them.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to have conversations with those types of people. Yeah.
I've had some good conversations with Dave. Bringing Dave back in.
It's good.
Mr. Mustache Man.
It's good stuff.
He's a good guy where you have some very solid religious conversations out of that dude. Well, cool beans, man. Once again, I want to say thanks to our wives for giving us this time.
Let
us
ditto.
Do whatever the fuck we want for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Go like our Facebook. We are at Facebook at Scapegoats Podcast. Or you can go to Instagram, and we're the _ Scapegoats _podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I got nothing.
Do you have any like dates or shows coming up? I don't know. Is that a thing for you? Like,
I've got a date.
You're becoming pretty famous, so.
I've got a date on the 19th.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds hot.
Cool. It's at Rodizio Grill.
Dude, don't bring that up right now. God, we brought up food and meat way too many times in this episode. I'm starving.
At this point.
Right.
That's my fault. I take all of it.
Yeah. Speaking of dates and shows, another reason to support the podcast. We're getting a lot of listeners in Colorado and Nevada. I would love to come out there. I think it'd be fun to do a fun show. Like just a live show for everyone and record that.
And we can't do that until we have money.
Exactly. Boom. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks to all our goats. And until next time.
Don't be a sheep.
Be a goat. Reed, just open your mouth again.
No!
He did it anyways.
Damn it, why did you do that? Why did I trust you? I knew it was coming this time.